We are hearing recollections of Nelson Mandela today on Morning Edition. The first black president of South Africa died yesterday at the age of 95. Joining us now is Shima Correa, an associate professor of history at Marquette University, who was born and raised in Nigeria. His expertise centers on sub-Saharan Africa, and he just completed a spring semester at the Marquette South Africa Service Learning Program. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Could you tell us, in your opinion, what you believe the greatest accomplishments were of Nelson Mandela and in the face of his greatest challenges?
His greatest accomplishment will be reconciliation of different ethnic and, you know, racial makeup of South Africa in the post-apartheid period. More than any other leader in South Africa, I think Mandela was willing to put the past behind him, even though it was very difficult to pursue reconciliation and nation building in South Africa.
He is such a fascinating individual, but yet is it because of the distance between the continent of Africa and the country of the United States that we here seem to know so little about him? What do you attribute that to?
Africa seems to be very distant place, you know, and until the end of apartheid, you know, people really did not appreciate what was going on in South Africa. I think most of that changed with the Soweto riots, and that really brought the issues around apartheid and the minority rule in South Africa to the homes of you know, Americans. The television says.
What do you think his long-lasting influence may be?
I think his long-lasting influence will be not just for South Africa, you know, but for the whole continent. The possibility, the human beings and society, to go beyond, you know, issues that are very difficult, but to embrace those who has tortured him in the past, but to pursue nation building and recognizing that, you know, South Africa is a multi-racial society beginning from this, you know, 17th century, and that to embrace that other races, despite the fact that he had been in jail for most of his life. That is very, very important and something that would differentiate him from many other leaders, you know, all over the world.
What do you think will be his place in history?
I think his place in history is assured as a great leader, one who can reconcile differences and one who also touches on humanity as a whole, you know, a rare quality which Nelson Mandela possesses.
Professor, I'm sorry to say we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.